boy B2Real.
And it's your boy Otto Young. And welcome to the first episode of the Realville 601 podcast. You feel me? Well, we're going to talk about all things real. We're going to keep it 100 with y'all. And that's what we do. You know what I'm saying?
So don't be on this motherfucking commenting if you one of the most soft ass people. Because we're going to give it to you straight real and uncut raw.
We're going to keep it real, and we want y'all to keep it real with us. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? You can't be faking this world nowadays. It's 2019. We're going to 2020.
Put it like this. You can be faking. There's a lot of fake ass motherfuckers around. You know what I'm saying? We already living in our last day.
True that.
So it's a lot of wicked bullshit going on around here, man.
Already.
A lot of it.
But yeah, so today's topic, the first topic that we're going to talk about, is something that I'm pretty sure that everybody going through, whether you 5 or 55, that you going through right now, and that is relationships.
Well, hold up, nigga, I ain't gonna say 5.
Man, bro, you already know we were 5 years old.
We had
to live 2 days, 1 week relationships. So, you know what I'm saying?
These days, boy, you do got a lot of these little kids around here, little freaks.
Yes, yes.
Little nasty
like,
freaks.
When we were young, we were like hunting. These kids full on going in there at a young age. You know what I'm saying? But talking from the perspective of some, you know, late 20 year olds, finna be 30s, you know what I'm saying? We not giving y'all relationship advice. So let me just say that this advice is professional. But it ain't licensed at all. So take this shit as you see fit to use it.
Because motherfucker, if the shoe fit, nigga, you better wear it.
Yeah. Cause if you hear some shit, you just get a feeling in the pit of your stomach. Yeah, this shit apply to you. And you know it is. Mm-hmm. So, Rizzle.
Make it plain.
First thing, let's talk about we gotta talk about our own personal experiences before we can start giving advice or even starting a dialogue with other people about their relationships. So, you want to start us off and then, you know, I take over?
Some of my experiences?
Yes, sir.
Well, man, I just got this thing to where, man, y'all just help me out and leave some goddamn comments. I don't know what it is with me and women. Like, my last few of them, man, it's been kind of crazy. Like, these motherfuckers, they left me and went back to their exes. Like, you know, and I don't think that shit was cool at all. I'm still fucked up behind that shit. So, man, I'm on my little single tip right now, man. I'm just trying to stay clear-headed and out the way of relationships right now. But, I know this. Man, if you get into any relationship nowadays, man, you have to be financially stable, bro. Because if you're not, she gonna get bored. Motherfuckers gonna get to looking like, well, what the next meal gonna come from. And that ain't cool and that ain't good. Especially if you date motherfuckers with kids.
Okay.
Okay? But, you gotta be financially stable, bro. You got to.
Alright, so I see where you're going. We starting right now. Where you want to start, with our relationship status as of now. So, like you just told me, your relationship status. My relationship status as of now is the same. I'm single. I'm working every day. Working 6 days a week. You know, 1 day off. And I'm focusing on my career. I have, you know, a few options as far as ladies, as far as, you know, possibly talking to, but
I don't even got that, brother.
I mean, but thing is, it's not the two of the three, not nothing serious, and the other one, we're gonna talk about that. It's a whole nother level of something crazy, but we got a long history in that. With our relationships and me and you personally as friends, and me and you knowing each other's relationship business. I mean, that's why we such close friends, because we know each other's relationship business. and we come talk to each other about this type of shit. So, I mean, we talking about right now, but let's go back some to back when we was, you know, 16, 17, 18, 19, what the relationships was like back then and how we ended up how we are now. So,
well, back then,
you want to start that off, bro?
Yeah, back then, man, you really ain't have to worry about just spending no money or nothing like that, man. You just had to be sweet, goddamn, really, you know, have a good ass personality. You know what I'm saying? And do the little things, bro. I don't know if that shit even contains the shit.
Well, not necessarily. Not necessarily what we had to do, but what our relationships were like back then.
Oh, mine was A1, man. It's just, they lasted longer. You know what I mean? They lasted longer.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some luck back then, boy. Yeah, I was in love a couple times. You know what I mean? But, I got hurt in them bitches too.
Yeah. And I'm the same way, man. You know, man.
I ain't saying it like I was a perfect ass saint in these relationships either now. You know what I mean? I did some shit too, but like, man, just the shit that you get in return, man, from doing, it could be the little smallest thing, bro. But the karma from shit could be 10 times worse, man. And have you on another level, bro, to the point where you just be like, man, I'm finna kill everybody named Mammy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So shit, man. I, man, if you there around that age now, please don't try to fall in love, man. I mean, you know, you can't nobody help who they love. You know what I'm saying? Shit, if you love a motherfucker, you love them.
Exactly.
But man, don't stir nobody along the way, man. If you don't plan on being with them or fucking with them the long way for real, bro, don't play with nobody hard, man. Cause that shit ain't cool. That shit ain't cool.
And I'm glad he brought up that thing about you can't control who you love, because I was involved in a situation like that, and he knows that, because I fell in love with a person that really a lot of people wouldn't have considered falling in love with. But through that situation, he supported me. And that's why he my boy. He supported me through that situation, but I kind of knew it wasn't going to work, but I tried. And in the end, it didn't work.
That's kind of what I'm going through right now.
And, you know, and that's kind of where both of us right now. We the type of dudes that early on, we had a dream of being married by the time we was like 21. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't going to say 21.
Well, I mean, we had a dream of being married young.
I had like, you know, like 25.
Yeah, you know, we had a dream of being married young. You know what I mean? But as we got to that age, it just never happened for us, and it's not because we didn't want to and that we didn't try. It's just that because the people that we were involved with weren't ready for the type of relationships that we were ready for. They had other agendas. They had things that they wanted to do, and they kind of went and did their own thing. Because we honestly the type of guys that when we get into a relationship, we dedicate everything to that relationship.
Yeah.
It's just we put our all into it, because we're not the type to go around and just be cheating and all that type of stuff. Nah. If I'm with you, I'm with you. It's just point blank. That's it.
But,
you know what I'm saying? But we got into some situations that we didn't, and the bad part about it is that's how ladies, I ain't trying to dog y'all, but that's how y'all make these niggas that y'all call dogs. Y'all create dogs because y'all get a good guy that want to be in a relationship. Y'all dog him out.
Man, they get him and don't know what to do with him.
Right, and then so over time, you know, so over time, that shit happens so much, so niggas just say, you know what, fuck it. I'm just going to do my dirt, fuck how it feel, and they become dogs. And then y'all wonder, why he such a dog? Why he cheat? Y'all made the dogs. Y'all made the dogs.
I tell you this, nowadays, shit, these women dogs too.
Oh yeah, 2019.
Big dog.
Women cheat more than dudes. Real talk.
See, it been like that.
It has been, but they been sneaking with it. Now they broadcast shit.
Yeah, they do. But you know, women always can hide their dirt better than we hide ours.
Yeah, yeah. They've been hiding it long time, but now they don't hide it no more. They out with it,
they
you know what I'm saying? They
really
they
some shit like,
they embracing
know,
that shit like
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
you know what I'm gonna do what make me happy. Okay, I mean you know I want you to do what you will do what make you
hot
happy.
Hot girl
bro,
summer.
Yeah, that a lot of and a lot of shit that's happening, bro. Them bitches got these women heads so damn fucked up and up their ass, man, thinking that it's a hot girl summer and these motherfuckers they in love. You know what I'm saying? They in love, but y'all out here, you know what I'm saying? Broadcasting y'all self, such as what the fuck they saying and putting in these songs, man. Y'all can be way better than that. I ain't saying all women. I'm talking about some women. You know what I mean? We still got some great women out here, but man,
it few and far between.
Yeah, boy.
That motherfucking hot girl, something gonna turn into a lonely bitch fall, a lonely bitch winter.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of them be feeling
screamer,
like, you know,
screamer friend. I don't mean call you no bitches, but. The bitches know who I'm calling the bitches because they the bitches.
Bitches know they bitches and the hoes know they hoes.
Exactly.
Yeah. But man.
And this is not in a certain community of women. This is
everywhere.
Is across every ethnicity of women. This is black, white, Asian, Dominican, everybody, you know what I'm saying? It's just women, period.
Wallas, all that shit.
And not just one group of men. Same thing. All groups of men. It's just something that is going on that, I mean, really doesn't need to be going on. And it's sad that it is going on. But, hey, you know, you do what you do. My thing is, the basic premise is, why get into a relationship if you know you're going to still cheat? Or if you know you're going to still want to sleep around. If you want to sleep around, that's fine. You do what you do. You live your life. But don't get in a relationship with somebody knowing that you still want to sleep around. And you just want something secure in your mind to say, oh, I got something for sure at home if you can't get it out on the street. You know what I'm saying? That's not fair to the other person. And then a lot of people have always said, like, well, I don't know if they cheating on me or not, so I'm just going to cheat regardless. That's not a good excuse because that person at home probably ain't even thinking about cheating. They all for you. You out here cheating and you thinking they cheating and they not. So now you fucking over their heart for what reason?
Man, I just can't wrap my mind around this shit. wrap my mind around it, bro.
It don't make sense. And now, what you was talking about, Brad? I've been in a situation maybe once or twice, but not really extensive. But what you was talking about getting into a relationship with someone who kind of already has a family established with, mm-hmm. like they have kids. Mm-hmm. So, talk about your experience with somebody who already has not just like one child but multiple children. Man. And coming into and trying to develop a relationship with that person, because you're not just developing a relationship with that person, you have to develop a relationship with that person and their children.
Yeah, man, that's why it's so hard on me right now, because you know, I love the kids that the other woman that I was in a relationship with, but man, you know. I ain't trying to blast her or nothing, because I feel like she's still a good woman, man. It's just a lot of shit she got to change. A lot of shit. Just a whole bunch of shit. But, man, you like I say, it go back to being established, man. Like, shit, someday she ain't going to be able to fall through it and feed her kids. You're going to have to, you know, be that man, be that provider, and step up, bro, and have to get out there and get that bread and feed the fam. You know what I'm saying? You can't be around here half-stepping with a woman who has kids, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? If she only can depend on you, and can't depend on nobody else. And a lot of times, shit, man, when you fall off, and that turns a lot of character of a woman, man. When a man fall off, you know, or can't do this or can't do that, mm-hmm. like motherfuckers started you know, asking other motherfuckers for shit. You know what I'm saying? And in a way, I can't blame her. In a way, I can, because, you know, I feel like you say you was down for all these other motherfuckers you were with. Why you went down with me like that? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I stayed as long as I could, man, knowing a lot of shit that I knew. Knowing that I ain't deserve this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just one of them people, like, I can't give up on nobody just easy like that. Especially if I was die hard, like, down die hard for you. You know what I mean? I just can't do that, man. And man, you just got to be able to step up and take care of that load when you dealing with a woman with kids, bro. Because they will leave your ass.
And I'm a piggyback off of that, because, like I said, I've dealt with a couple situations where I've been involved with women that already had kids. And one was, I was dealing with this chick. She had two sons, and their dad wasn't in their life or whatever. And, you know, they was kind of living, you know, they were living in projects, but it was cool. You know what I'm saying? I used to go over there and, you know, talk to the kids and, you know, chill with her and her family, her people. And I remember one day I was over there, and the kids was telling their moms they was hungry. And I knew she didn't have no money or whatever. And the kids just kept saying they was hungry or whatever. So without me asking her or being asked to do something, I got up and I said, you know what, I'll be back. So I went. You know, I went to McDonald's or whatever, and everybody that was in the house, I just went and bought everybody in the house something to eat. You know what I'm saying? My main focus was the kids, but, you know, it was some old people in the house, so I went and bought everybody something to eat, and I made sure them kids got something to eat that day for dinner, you know what I'm saying? And then brought their money, their food back, and then I gave her a little change for later on. You know what I'm saying? So, like you said, it's when you in a relationship with somebody with kids, is you kind of taking on responsibility that you weren't really expecting, but that's what you gotta do. And then even after we stopped talking, I came across a situation where I had to make a real big decision that I really didn't want to make. And it kind of pissed me off. But she called, after we stopped talking, she called me a couple months later. Her and her kids were sick. And I knew she had started talking to a new guy or whatever. And her and her kids were sick or whatever. And she asked me for a few dollars to get them some medicine or whatever. And so I asked her, I said, is this for the kid, you and the kids, or is this for you and the kids and him? And she said, well, all of us sick, so it's for him too. And I said, without thinking, well, I ain't finna give you the money. Because I didn't want to use my money to spend on this nigga, you feel me? But I thought about it. And I was like, you know what, if it's for the kids and her mainly, you know, fuck it. So I took her the money, and that was the last time I talked to her. But when you're dealing with a situation like that, it's hard. But so yeah, it's one of them situations. It's hard, especially when the person that you talk to, they call you, and then that's other thing. So my thing was that this dude, he wasn't holding up his responsibilities. The same responsibilities that I was doing when I was there, and them not even my kids, and these ain't his kids. He ain't holding up his responsibilities, and I was holding up responsibilities when I was there. So, I mean, it's real difficult when you're dealing with somebody with kids. So what you think, Rizzo?
Yeah, it is hard, especially if you ain't got no kids and you ain't never had to really just have no big responsibilities on you,
mm-hmm.
or had to just, you know, it's hard, bro. You gotta either know or already have it in you to know what to do when you get with somebody like that, man.
So let me ask you this, because I never actually lived with this female that had the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You've actually lived with the person that had the kids. So what is the difference between living with someone that you come into a relationship with that has kids versus you just coming over and maybe spending the night or, you know, coming over every so often with somebody that has kids.
Okay, when you spend the night, everything good, because, you know, you ain't seeing them and you ain't dealing with the kids every day or all day like she is, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And when you stand with them, you taking on their responsibility. You there every day. Might be some times where you there all day. You know what I'm saying? There's gonna be times where she asks you, can you hold it down? Can you keep the kids till I go run here or run over here?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you ain't got no relationship established with them kids, man, it can be crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's kind of good to, you know, now if you feel like y'all gonna work, establish that relationship with them kids, you know, because some people don't, like me, I just had to kind of learn and not get too caught up in loving the kids, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, me, I...
That can be hard, especially if you're a child lover, you know what I'm saying?
You
know,
if you're a child lover, man, that shit can hurt you, you know what I'm saying? It don't be necessary that you be like, man, damn, I want her back. Like, bro, you feel for them kids because you know what they went through and what they see and what they go through and stuff, mm-hmm. too, so... Man, you gotta.
And the kids gonna be missing you.
Oh yeah, big time, man. But this one had hers. They trained. God damn it, they trained.
So what? Now there's another question. What about when the kids start calling you daddy?
Well, I never had that happen. Yes, I did.
Or something like, you know.
I had that happen one time, but it was just that one time. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That shit made me happy. I ain't gonna even lie. I was like, damn, okay.
Daddy.
Yeah, I'm your daddy. I've been here.
Don't say it like that.
I've been putting it down with your mama. I've been cooking breakfast and eggs with my ass out early in the morning, drinking up the last cup of Kool-Aid. Huh? You want something from the stove? Yeah, you know, I'm that nigga. That was me. But now I love you.
That is
home. I feel like you mine. I feel like you my seed. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, that love can be a beautiful thing, man, when you love the right person and you ain't got to worry about a motherfucker out here doing this, over here talking to this person. Oh my God, man. If you get into a fucking relationship, man, just go in that motherfucker and do the right thing. But at least try. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I think I'm just done for a minute, though, man. I don't even think, man, I can mess with no more women down here in a sip. Like, talking about really, you know, I love y'all women. You know, I love y'all.
Oh, yeah.
But, man, y'all just out here on a whole nother level, man. I can't get funky with that shit. I cannot. Y'all motherfucking more player than the niggas now.
Okay.
Shit. Y'all got 4, 3, 3, 4, 5 hoes and shit. I ain't got none.
Right.
Shit, man. Man, so. Man, Lord Jesus, boy.
But.
It got crazy.
And I think all that came from, you know what I'm saying, females, I guess they feel like, nigga cheating on me, I'm going to cheat on them. But all dudes ain't like that, ladies. All dudes ain't like that, ladies. So, I mean, you got to let your guard down sometime and let somebody in. The thing is, you have to spend time with that person. The biggest problem is people be having sex too early with people. You know what I'm saying? Without getting to know somebody. And I mean, it's just, you got to get to know somebody. You got to get to know their character. Because you can have sex with somebody and their whole character change. Soon as they get that nut, oh, their whole character change. You got to look for them cues on what type of character they really have.
Fucking red flag. We gotta stop ignoring them.
Exactly. You have to stop ignoring the red flag. Like, you know, Steve Harvey said, you know what I'm saying? That 30-day rule, I mean, like, really take the time to get to know somebody. Because in the end, if you don't, you'll end up regretting it. You know what I'm saying? And they may end up regretting it. You may end up becoming an asshole. They may end up becoming an asshole or, you know, you could change somebody's whole life within 30 days. You know what I'm saying? Just fucking off because you thinking something that you think going on that ain't even going on in their head. And then they think it's something that's going on in your head that ain't even going on in your head. That's the problem. The biggest issue is communication. You have to talk to this person. That's my new 30-day rule. You know, 30-day rule, wait for sex. Okay, that's cool. But that 30 days, talk to that person every day. Talk to that person every day for at least 3 hours. You don't have to do it all at once. Just talk to that person every day for 3 hours. For 30 days. And just find out as much as you can about that person. Get to know that person. Be within that person's, you know, personal space as much as you can. Because I promise you'll be a lot better because of it. And you'll be a lot better. You'll feel a lot better. And they will too. And within that 30 days, you'll find out if you really want to be with that person or not. You may find out on day 10, you really don't want to be with that person. And then y'all can part ways with no bad feelings toward no one another. You know what I'm saying? You ain't had to give up nothing. This is men and women included. You ain't had to give up nothing. And you can just move on and find something else. So, that's my 30-day rule. That's our 30-day rule. Communicate 30 days, 3 hours a day communication. 3 hours a day communication. In 30 days, okay? So, if ain't nothing else, Rizzle, if you ain't got nothing else, I mean, we gonna conclude the first episode.
I'm done with this shit, man. I'm about to get my feelings over here.
So, that's the first episode of Realville 601 Podcast with your boy Otto Young and your boy
Be Too Real.
Yeah, you just dropped something. You don't need to be dropping that, playboy.
Well, I ain't asked for it.
But you took it.
Motherfucker handed it to me.
Man, but yeah.
We gonna holler at y'all sap suckers.
But yeah, we gonna get back on here, man. And listen, y'all, man, y'all follow us. Y'all subscribe to the podcast, man.
Please
and
share
the
shit.
Share the shit, man. And just let us know. I mean, comment and let us know what we need to change. And throw us some topics our way, cause we'll talk about anything. You know what I'm saying? But for now, we out. Peace.
Peace.